Cape Talk, a world view with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam Gilchrist in London with you this morning. Adam, trust things are well on your side, sir.
Yeah, very well, thank you, Kino. How are you? Well,
very good, and better than the people in Vienna, I've got to tell you, because there are three mystery deaths in Vienna. A mother and two twins found in a locked apartment. This is sad.
It's very sad and also mystifying at this stage. So what we know is that a mother and her twin teenage daughters, both of her girls were 18, and the mother 45, that they were inside an apartment in Vienna. And unfortunately, it's one of those classic awful things where the authorities became alerted because neighbors reported a smell coming from it. They found decomposing bodies inside. In fact, it's thought that the three may have died as long ago as possibly 10 weeks. The door to the home was locked. There was no sign of break-in or violence. They have carried out a post-mortem examination, which is how they worked out that they probably died something like the end of March, beginning of April. Then there's no indication at all that they had been poisoned, no traces of any kind of violent intrusion, no traces of use of force on the flat or on the woman and her daughters at all. The only indication at all of what could have happened is that there wasn't a scrap of food in the house. So, in other words, it looks like they starved to death. But why they would have starved themselves to death, and that takes quite some doing, frankly, it takes an awfully long time, why they would have done that, and practically that all three could have done that, is an extraordinary thought. So, clearly, they're still investigating.
Now, moving on, an Australian refugee suicide, and they appear to be linked to the election.
Yeah, which is an odd sort of thought, isn't it? But it just is that suddenly there's been a kind of spike in the number of asylum seekers who have committed suicide. At this stage, the officials in Australia are only saying several, but it's known, for instance, that yesterday two, at least, took their own lives. Having arrived on Australian shores, but Australia has this controversial policy that those who arrive by boat are then relocated to an island off Australia. This policy, generally speaking, has across-the-board support in the Australian Parliament, but it's thought that maybe some asylum seekers thought there would be a change of government. All the opinion polls had indicated it. They thought maybe they'd get looked upon more fondly, more kindly, and it hasn't happened. It's still the same Prime Minister, still the same Conservative government in power in Australia. It's a pretty rum thing at the moment to be a migrant or an asylum seeker, because apart from those killing themselves, feeling that they're going to be barred from entering Australia, we also know that six migrant children have been killed in the past few months in America in custody. I say killed, they have died in custody, and obviously that begs an investigation. And we know that several hundred migrants have perished this year trying to cross from North Africa to Europe, to Southern Europe. Where do you get a fair shake when you're just looking to relocate? Tricky.
I know, well, exactly. And yet, it's the Conservatives who keep making it, hey? I mean, what does that say about the world we live in, Adam? What does it say about the world we live in? I mean, the last thing you need now is in the UK, thanks to Brexit, some other right-winger taking over there. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about... Yes, it could be. Nigel Farage. Can you imagine?
Hey? Ooh,
and we'll have to worry about British...
Well, we all voted yesterday, and I do think that the two big parties are going to get absolutely squeezed for being, frankly, useless and mealy-mouthed and sitting on the fence and getting nowhere over Brexit, which means that it'll be the far-right Nigel Farage Brexit Party, although, frankly, what they stand for, apart from Brexit, I have no idea. And then on the other extreme, the Liberal Democrats, who still formally as a party opposed Brexit and indeed would absolutely hold a second referendum. I just suspect that people will flood in those two directions, ignoring the Conservatives and Labour.
Yeah, well, if the Nigel Farage happens, then that's all the foreigners out of your country, I can tell you that much.
Yes.
Yeah, tell you what. Anyway, and your favorite subject of all time, because I know deep down you want to be part of Eurovision, but let's talk about the Eurovision embarrassment. Hey, a week after the UK song came last, we won't mention it out loud.
Yes, there's a spandex jacket somewhere for me. Yeah, you're right. The UK, as it turns out, bearing in mind we are now, 6 days on? Six days since the singing stopped. But anyway, the UK has done even worse than expected. Yes, we were voted last by our European peers. We actually gained even fewer votes than originally thought because of something odd that happened with the jury counting in Belarus. So, it, by the way, this is not a summary of the EU elections, the fact that we've done terribly badly and nobody seems to like us. But Britain's tedious song was smaller than everyone, accidentally got 5 points too many. And so, I mean, it changes nothing. We're still last. We're just sort of last in a more distant way. We are still an outcast in our own competition, cast adrift on a sea of mediocrity. And I'm still not talking about the European elections.
You've not hit the bottom of the barrel. You made a hole and you fell through. Okay.
Exactly.
You must have a wonderful day, Adam. Have a wonderful weekend. So we'll be chatting more Europe, maybe even some more Eurovision when they find out that it's actually lower than you even thought today. We'll chat about all of that.
You're going to get a little quiet in a moment, aren't you? I can tell. We're heading for zero.
Adam Gilchrist there with his worldview. So what's